Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, not too long ago, Kevin MacLeod, the host of Channel 4's Grand Designs, was given out about a relatively recent design trend he's noticed: houses with way too many bathrooms. So how many is too many? The architect and artist Roisin Murphy is a huge bathroom fan and joins us now. Afternoon, Roisin.
Good afternoon, Sean.
How many should one have? Or how many should a house have?
I think it depends on, first of all, it depends on the people using the house and how long they intend spending there and the size of the house. Like, say, for instance, if you are moving into a home that is going to be your absolute end of life home, you're going to spend your whole life there with your family, then you can consider future planning that. And that may involve actually more rather than less bathrooms. So you might have a bathroom downstairs that is going to be converted into an access bathroom for when you're older, or for some a carer comes and moves in, and then you'll have a bathroom for yourself as you age. You know, women, we struggle a lot. Our bodies change enormously over our lifetime. You go from you know, we have huge changes in body sizes, in shape, and things that babies, the whole lot. Women are up in the middle of the night. We have a very extreme menopause. So I'm all for en-suites. I'm sorry. I just think proximity to the bathroom is very important for women. And then a main bathroom needs to be sizable enough if you have a load of teenagers, or you're going to, some people will even put washing machines in their main bathrooms. They'll double up as utility. So I think Kevin is viewing this as a bloke. And it's that kind of thing of like poo-pooing on the basis that men are designed a little bit more efficiently than women in terms of bodily functions. I mean, it's you know, the greatest shock in your life when you, as a girl, when you realise how it's just not democratic.
Yeah. So that's an interesting point, Roisin. And this kind of often, every now and again, it utterly baffles me. And I'm sure everyone listening may have noticed this too. If you go to a bar or restaurant, a public place of any sort, and it's crowded, there's always a queue for the women's toilets and not really a queue for the men's toilets. And given that this is not, you know, a recent development, it's always been like that. Why in public spaces don't they build more women's toilets or bigger women's toilets? Like, common sense.
Well, the statistics that set out, you know, toilets per person per public space, it's all set out in statistic documents that we get, the metric handbooks when we're baby architects. And that's changed over the ages. You've gone from Victorian times when ladies didn't frequent pubs, but that had a huge influence for a long time. And then obviously as women got out more, they designed them to allow for that. But there's actually a whole thing about universal access now in public buildings. So but one of the factors that's really difficult is still, we have, say, you know, we'll have four or five types of toilets. You'll have men's, women's, you might have universal non-gendered toilets. You may have toilets for people of certain religious dispositions in educational buildings. But one of the big things is they have discovered, but nobody, you know, because of all this variation in toilets now, which is, it's like a bomb in a way, is that if you put toilets together, you put men and women's toilets together, the toilet queue is much faster for women. You know, we wouldn't be queuing the way we are queuing. And I think a lot of that is to do with, like, you know, when you're toilet training a kid, there's that thing where I think a lot of people, it's fine for the child to go into the woman's toilet for some reason, but you'll hear that thing where, and in fact, women are really good. They'll accommodate. If you see a woman with a toddler, they go to the top of the queue because you know that they do not understand the 2-minute delay. They can't monitor it like that. But men don't seem to be as comfortable taking the toddler in. So there's all these factors that affect public toilets. But I was as recently as last year in the Louvre, and it was the same thing. I was there with my son and I was going, I'm not going to the toilet on this floor. I'm going to find a toilet on another floor. I'll be here for 20 minutes. And it was right. It was like I found a universal access one. I was in and out. But it's still very traditional and women are still queuing.
Yeah.
We have a lot more layers. It's just not democratic, Sean.
No, but it's like basic knowledge of humans perhaps would dictate that. But it sounds like from what you're saying that the metric they use is a very old one and completely out of date. It probably was never even in date.
It was never even dated. Now it's got even more complicated. But somebody talked about it last year and said there's a democracy in how, like, the really, you could nearly spend, if you go into a public building, a foyer of a modern design public building, 60% of the floor space in a foyer could now be taken up with, to correctly accommodate the needs of, I'd say, women as such, is should be toilets. So that it is coming, but at the same extent, it's kind of shocking, and that it's really the toilets are really how you can see how life has changed. So I think Kevin MacLeod, to be back to him, I found it was just that kind of throwaway comment. I thought, there's a fella now who hasn't struggled the way the rest of us have gone in and had to go, I can't go. Well, you know, the fear of the toilet going, for women, it's a real thing. Like, when do you go, timing the going? Especially if you're in a pub, you're like a small Victorian pub. You're like, okay, right, go now. You can actually sense the queue in your average pub, I think, as a woman. You'll be like, you can tell the pace of the crowd. It's bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he was saying there shouldn't be more bathrooms than there are people living in the house. And, well, he seemed to be making a point about, like, is it a thing that homes would have a kind of a prestige toilet for the, you know, when the visitors come?
Oh, you'll have a prestige candle. And you might have the pot of toilet paper and a clean towel. I think that's the basics. Yeah. And we would have, like, the book club smelly candle is always a popular one, where you light the really nice candles for book club. But I think that's, the downstairs toilet is incredibly popular. It is a real liberator for anybody, because it means that you don't have to tidy upstairs when everybody comes over. But there, and I think the thing, you can do a lot more design. You have a lot more fun in a downstairs toilet design wise and stuff. People will put funky wallpaper and all sorts of things. So I think there's that. But I think the prestige, I mean, not unless you're in the super kind of echelons of stuff, but you can show off a bit of your kind of your design stuff in a downstairs toilet. Guest toilets, I don't think so. I think that most houses are too small for it. But that said, there's things coming in. I think in Ireland it's a dark, wet, cold climate, so people are far more adventurous, and in some spaces they're so small, and they're saying, you know, there's this room to rent, this new initiative to get us to kind of convert rooms. If you have a bigger house and there's fewer people in your house, they're, rather than encouraging us to kind of downsize in our bathrooms, what they're saying is, if you have one person in a house, all your kids have moved out, consider converting a front room, for instance, into a bathroom, or have a bathroom and rent it out. So I think there's, in that situation, there's kind of people are still struggling to get a bathroom in. So they might actually do a thing that has been happening that we never thought would happen, which is they're dividing the bathroom back into separate toilet and baths. Hmm. So there's a less of a queue system. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, though, I always like that. Actually, really, it's you know, they're two kind of separate functions, really, in a way.
We were discussing this as a result of that and going, people are very squeamish about toilets, etc., and especially since COVID, we know all about air changes, and we did, you know, people go nuts. But people still brush their teeth in a toilet. Yeah. So I think the turning them into two separate rooms isn't a bad idea.
Yeah.
But it does also allow for people to kind of, you can have visitors in the house, they can just use the toilet without going into your bathroom, and then you can do other things with the bathroom. Like, you can have, a lot of people will have a washing machine in a bathroom or a laundry in a cupboard now to make bigger kitchens, because they regard the kitchen as the main space. So,
yeah.
But a downstairs toilet allows for a huge amount of adaptability in space as it goes forward. So when you're old, you can move downstairs and you can have a carer in. So I think a few bathrooms is no bad thing.
Do people still have them old green ones, or are they gone now completely?
They're trendy. They're absolutely on
trend. They're not.
They are. So colour is back in a big way.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, but now, I mean,
not the furry yolks around the toilet, that the, like, no, those things are manky.
No, I think the furry thing is gone, but that's when we'd know heating. So, I mean, I don't know if you remember. I remember the fear of the bathroom as well.
Oh,
because it was
freezing.
Nobody could afford heat. They could have as many avocado bathroom suites as they wanted, but it didn't take the coldness out. It was terrifying. So, I think, though, colour is back. Apparently, white is on the wane anyway. But I would say to people, in terms of sustainable design, which I think what Kevin MacLeod was really trying to get at, try and use a relatively neutral coloured bathroom suite. So that it can be reused over the years. Like white is a very classic colour. So you won't go far wrong over the decades. But I do think white is definitely on the way out in terms of bathroom suites. Like there's people using copper baths. There's a lot of fun is being had in the bathroom. That's for sure. There's underfloor heating. There's jacuzzi style baths. There's all sorts of things going on in the bathrooms now in Ireland that there never was before.
Indeed. What a time to be alive. Roisin, thanks a million again. That's Roisin Murphy there, the architect and artist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.